In the name of God, hello and greetings to all the economic activists. I hope you are doing well. We are here with another educational podcast. The topic of this podcast is the Brain's Decision-Making Center, known as the PFC or prefrontal cortex. In this podcast, we aim to become more familiar with this part of the brain, understand its functions, and explore how our brain makes decisions. When we understand how our brain functions, we can better comprehend how customers make decisions and what goes through their minds, what factors influence a customer's decision to buy from us, and why another customer might not make a purchase. All of these are related to the functioning of the PFC. So, what exactly happens in a customer's mind that leads them to purchase? And why do some customers decide not to engage with us? All these issues are connected to decision making in a PFC. The brain is the fascinating thing, and we will discuss it in more detail in future workshops. We will explain why individual differences in people arises in this part of the brain and how different personalities are formed. Understanding personality types and how they command, judge, and make decisions is crucial. If you can read the minds of your customers, you can hit the target precisely and make accurate decisions, which is very, very important. This ability will help you attract customers to yourself and become a trusted figure for them. As a result, your sales will increase and your income will grow, especially in B2B businesses where transactions are larger and huge, and in export activities where numbers and figures are more significant. Therefore, being aware of these issues and understanding how the brain works can be very beneficial. The PFC, which is the front part of the brain's cortex, can be divided into three sections. 1. The doing section. This is located on the left side of the cortex. When a person decides to do something, this part of the brain becomes active. It is responsible for performing difficult and stressful tasks. If you want to see images of this part of the brain, you can easily search for them online. We will also cover this topic in more details in other workshops as well. 2. The not doing section. This section is on the right side of the PFC. When you decide not to do something, this part of the brain becomes active and prevents you from taking action. And 3. The wanting and goal section. In fact, this section is located at the bottom of the cortex between the other two sections. It is responsible for pursuing goals and desires, much like a commander giving orders for something to be done. These divisions show how the brain is involved in decision-making processes, and understanding these functions can help you succeed more in your business. Often, we even argue with ourselves. For example, while driving, we know we shouldn't use our phone, smoke, or get distracted by other issues. But we tell ourselves, I want to do this. For instance, we might want to talk on the phone even though we know it's wrong. This desire to act is due to mental decisions made in the PFC. If you understand that these desires come from within yourself, you should know that the same cells exist in the minds of others you interact with, such as your customers. It's not just you who experiences these feelings, others have them too. By understanding yourself better, you can understand why others behave the way they do. In the previous session, we discussed the brain's divisions and explained that the brain has three levels. The first level is the animalistic or basic survival level. The second level is the human level. And the third level is the divine level, which is quite different. We will address all three levels and become more familiar with these concepts. If the PFC functions well, it allows us to make correct and life-changing decisions. This is crucial. However, if this part of the brain does not work properly, our decisions become problematic and delayed, involved procrastinations, and are postponed to an indefinite future, in fact. I speak from personal experience and recommend that you start with yourself. I advise my close students to first implement these practices themselves. Anyone who listens to these talks should apply them for, in fact, their life to achieve success. The key issue here is procrastination, which happens when the brain's decision-making section is not functioning well. If you remember from my previous podcast on procrastination, I decided not to drink soda anymore from September 2023. This was a decision I made, and to this day, I'm still sticking to it. Even though I have been offered soda many times at parties and events, I choose not to drink it because I told myself I want to do this over time. I want to do this. This is very important, and I have managed to stick to this decision, and I am very happy for that. About a month ago, I decided to start exercising and follow a healthy diet. These decisions have helped me stay committed and achieve positive results. Let me share a few personal experiences to show you that similar things can happen to you as well. The story of decision making is very important. When understood correctly, it can lead to positive outcomes. Many times we want to see the result of our decisions immediately, but that's not always the case. God is not limited by time and space. Time and space are creations of God. In one story, God says, "If I wish, it happens," and at the moment, anytime He will can come true. God also says, "I have breathed my spirit into you. So, if you think about whether God's Spirit is truly within you, you might wonder why things don't happen instantly when you want them to. Now, I want everyone to close their eyes and listen carefully. With your eyes closed, imagine a very beautiful red rose in your mind. Just like that. The image appears in your mind. Now imagine changing the color of the rose to blue. Did you see? It changed instantly. Your mind is very powerful. Now transform the rose into a tree with green leaves. Now change the color of the leaves to orange. Did you see? It happened immediately. Now open your eyes. My dear friends, the brain is an incredibly complex organ, more intricate than even the Milky Way galaxy, according to many scientists. Many processes in the brain are still not fully understood by humans. How it operates and how we reach our imaginations are still mysterious. Therefore, I always tell my students that imagination is not a bad thing. It is a powerful tool for understanding and also creating new realities. Desire is not a bad thing. If imagination didn't exist, we wouldn't have cars, airplanes, rockets, spaceships, satellites, or even mobile phones today. All of these are the result of our mental imagery. My dear friends, please take care of your mind. The inputs you receive through social media and various audio files can prevent you from making clear decisions. These inputs affect your brain's decision-making and sometimes even hinder your ability to imagine. For example, when you want to, visualize being wealthy, your mind must first accept and believe it before it can become a reality at the right time. In the previous podcast, we also talked about how and when this process happens. I wish all of you would follow step by step with me to fully understand these concepts. Listen to the previous podcast one by one to grasp the topics and fully understand them. Now, I want you to note down a question in the notebook you always carry. How many pending tasks do you have? Please write it down. In the previous podcast, I suggested categorizing your tasks into four categories. Now, let's see how many pending tasks you have. Some of you mentioned that you have many pending tasks. Please write them down. Maybe you were supposed to read your lessons but didn't. Note down every pending tasks you have. Perhaps you were supposed to abandon some negative behaviors but didn't. You were supposed to exercise, follow a diet, or take your business seriously but haven't done these things yet. Maybe you ignored clients you needed to follow up with, or you were supposed to, in fact, call and send congratulation messages but didn't. Write all these things down. Now see how many pending tasks you have. If you see more than 10 pending tasks, it indicates that you have a weakness in time management. For example, you were supposed to go to the dentist but didn't, or you had commitments with yourself, especially important and urgent ones mentioned in the last decision that you haven't completed. One person recently told me they have many pending tasks, especially in the secondary task section. They said they complete the main tasks regularly, but the secondary tasks remained piled up. I told them that priority should be given to the main tasks. Complete the essential tasks first, and if you have extra time, then address the secondary tasks. If you find that tasks are accumulating and piling up, it's the PFC or prefrontal cortex of your brain that needs to make decisions. As I mentioned in the last session, if this part of the brain works well, we make good decisions, and these decisions can be life-changing. So please be careful and prioritize your tasks properly. Don't damage your brain. If you injure any other part of your body, it is still the brain that manages the effects. The brain plays a crucial role, so you must ensure it stays healthy. For instance, if your hand is injured, the brain decides how to treat it. But if the brain is injured, everything falls apart. Sometimes we are raised in a way that makes it seem like we're not responsible for our own lives, allowing others to make decisions for us. This behavior is similar to an adult who still acts childishly. For example, when we decide to abandon negative behaviors, these decisions might be serious and responsible. We must write it down in a notebook and commit to implementing it. These decisions help us take responsibility for our lives and grow. When you think about these concepts, you will realize that not only you, but also your clients struggle with decision making. Many of them can't decide whether to buy something or not. As a seller, you need to help them make decisions. If you don't decide for them, your competitor will, and they will buy from elsewhere. Therefore, take decision making seriously and focus on important and essential tasks. If you have tasks that are not important, set them aside. Priority should be given to tasks that directly impact your income and success. If your priority is money, focus on tasks related to your income. Non-essential tasks can be postponed. With correct decision making and proper prioritization, you will see rapid growth and success. Okay, and in fact, I will you enjoy this meeting, and until the next training, stay successful and commit to your goals. Take care of yourself, have a nice day, and bye-bye.